Welcome to Psukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. We are learning Neda Daf Samach Vov, and today we're going to be focusing on the pasuk in Vayikra Yud Gimel Mem Hey. This pasuk is Vatzaru Asher Yi Asher Boy Hanega Begadov Yi Furumim Virosho Yi Furua Vuchal Sofom Yate VeTomei Tomei Yikra. It refers to the person who has leprosy, and that person has to rent their clothing, tear it. Their head should be left bare, and they shall cover up till their lip and call out Tomei Tomei, unclean, unclean. The context that this is used in the Gemara is that the Gemara over here in Nida is darshaning, or actually explaining, the following story. Rabbi Yochanan is confronted with a woman who has the following chronic issue, and that is that whenever she goes to the mikveh before a relationship is able to be consummated between her and her husband, she sees blood again. And the Rabbi Yochanan deduces that there might be gossip going on about her from her friends, which could impact the Ayin Hara, which would impact her relationship with her husband. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan gives her three pieces of advice, the three different ways of looking at the advice he gave her. One is that she and her husband should try to have a relationship closer to the river where she goes to the mikveh, which means to say that people should not see her leaving the mikveh and talk about her. Another one is to tell her friends, perhaps that the gossip will stop, or he says tell her friends so they should pray for her situation. How do we know that they'll pray for her situation? And that is learned from the Metzora, the person who cries out Tomei. Tomei, why, says the Gemara? Because other people should see his predicament and pray for his healing. In terms of the context of this, it's interesting to understand this pasuk in its own context, and that is, why is it that this person has to continue saying Tomei, Tomei, that they are impure, impure? Just say Tomei once. The Ibn Ezra says, expands on that passage, that it's very simple. And that is because this person needs to continue saying this wherever they go. Wherever they're going, they can't ignore it. They can't sweep it under the rug. They put themselves in this situation to deserve this. They need to tell everybody so people should avoid them. It's a practical matter. Rabbeinu Bachaye looks at it from a different angle. He says that maybe this whole pasuk is a metaphor for our national state in Golus. What he says is the following. Tzarua, what's the tzarua? That refers to the Beis HaMikdash, a person who has leprosy. Ashiyebo Anega, what does that mean? Has a plague? The plague that Beis HaMikdash has is that it was used for pagan worship, Avodah Zarah. But Godov Yeh Furumim, its clothes will be torn. That refers to the Big Day Kohuna, which are no longer able to be in service. Roshiyah Parua, the head will be unraveled. This is the Shechina Shnistalko Misham, he says. This is the Shechina which leaves the Beis HaMikdash. Al Sofom Yateh, Shebitlu Es HaTorah. They no longer have the lips, so to speak. Their lips are covered because they cannot speak the Torah, because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash as the epicenter. And finally, B'tomei, Tomei Yikra, referring to the destruction of Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. That's the way Rabbeinu Bachaye looks at this pasuk in and of itself. One last depth into this pasuk is the Shloha HaKadosh, who says, it is very fascinating, very beautiful idea. He says, Kol HaPoisel B'mumoi Poisel. Anybody who notices the negativity around them is really actually coming and stemming from a problem, a tumor within themselves to start off with. Therefore, Tomei, Tomei Yikra. A person who is Tomei is going to see Tomei wherever they look. These are different understandings of the pasuk, even beyond the realm in which the Gemara is using it now. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.